The automatic federal budget cuts that are slated to go into effect in March would have a big impact on programs that help the poor and elderly in Syracuse. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, advocates for these programs are urging Congress to do something to prevent sequestration and those budget cuts from happening.
Dozens of nonprofit groups in central New York depend on community development block grants from the federal government for part of their operating expenses. Sharon Sherman of the Greater Syracuse Tenants Network says many can't afford the 10% cut that's in the sequestration cards. For example,
it funds the three community centers in Syracuse, Southwest Community Center, Northeast Community Center. Westcott Community Center gets program funds, not operational. But the two other centers, part of their operating budget every single year is CDBG, and that has decreased so much since the 90s that it's very difficult to operate.
Advocates are sending letters to lawmakers asking that they support progressive budget principles and prevent more cuts in social services. Sherman says these grants have been devastated in recent years, so she'd like to see funding levels at least remain the same.
It's not like these programs have been growing in the last few years. People are struggling to live with the existing programs the way they are.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.